On the telephone line, happy to welcome in our friend Sean Latch of the Amera Astronomy Center at the University of Maine. Hello there, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going very well. A lot of things going on for you. Back to school, the Astronomy Center, the planetarium are open. You got to be a busy man these days.
Yeah, it has been one of those very busy weeks, you might say, and we officially reopen for public shows tonight at 7 o'clock with a program called We Are Stars. It takes a look at how stars basically build everything in the universe. So they start off as hydrogen, of course, use fusion to change that into helium and all the other heavier elements, which eventually formed into us. So it's a fun show that we're reopening the planetarium with. And, of course, when we do so, it's a lot different than before.
Yeah, and you've got right on the website some of the details about your ways to keep both your staff and visitors safe. Do you want to talk about a few of those requirements?
Yeah, certainly. We basically are have a situation where we can only have 11 people in the planetarium at one time to be appropriately socially distanced. So when visitors get here, they'll have to have their tickets in advance. We won't do any on-site ticketing, so you can get tickets online or via calling in, and we can do it over the phone via credit card. And we'll be basically having people spread out, as I mentioned. Everyone is required per University of Maine campus policy to wear masks that cover the nose and mouth. And we have new hand sanitizer stations set up at both of the doors. We have disposable masks if folks need them. We have plex shields. So, yeah, sort of the whole cadre of things to make sure that our visitors and our staff remain safe as we reopen for the public.
Well, that's wonderful. And what have you got for programs ahead that we can plan on here, whether they're live or even virtual in the month of September?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we have We Are Stars tonight at 7, and then we also have this online thing that we've been doing for the last several months. We started an online astronomy club called the Universe Explorers of Maine, and on our website you can find out about that. But basically, folks join for a year-long membership, and every Friday night we do observing online. So there's some robotic telescopes, and I basically take people through a little guided tour of the night sky, and then we look through these robotic telescopes online and share a bunch of information. And then Sundays at 2, we have our family favorite magic treehouse, Space Mission Returns, to the planetarium. And so that program will be available for families with younger children, of course, as well.
Excellent. Tickets can be purchased online by phone at 207-581-1341 as well. And it's an interesting month ahead. I was looking at some of the events that are going on up in the skies, and one is starting this weekend. I believe it's Sunday. We have a very close approach of both Mars and the Moon.
Yeah, so Mars and the Moon are going to be very close together. You know, starting tomorrow night, they're going to appear within about a little over a couple degrees of each other. So that's going to be sort of a nice chance to see them. So, of course, the Moon, as we see it every night, it's going to change its place ever so slightly. And over the next couple nights, today will be sort of in front of the Moon. Tomorrow night, basically right next to it. And then on Saturday, a little bit past it. But it's a great chance to see those. And, of course, Jupiter and Saturn also in our evening sky in the south southeast, right away at sunset as well. And if you're an early morning riser, you can see Venus just before sunrise over in the eastern sky too. So lots of planets to check out in the skies currently.
Is it Jupiter or Saturn that seems to be so bright lately at sunset?
Yeah, that's going to be Jupiter. So Jupiter and Saturn are going to be pretty close together in the sky, but Jupiter is the fourth brightest thing we see in our sky after the Sun, Moon, and the planet Venus. So it's hard to miss right now. And Mars actually is going to be getting brighter also over the next month, because it's going to be reaching opposition in October. So it's kind of, and also a little bit of its closest approach to the Earth too around that time. So over the next month, Mars is going to be getting brighter, and we'll be able to see a little more detail on it as well.
And also a good chance to see meteor showers this coming week.
Yeah, there are some meteor showers that are taking place. Now, they're not as good as the Perseids were earlier this month, but we do have a little bit of meteor activity as well.
And, of course, just a couple of weeks from now, the equinox.
Yes, that is true. We do have the equinox coming up this year, and it's going to take place on the 22nd at 9:31 in the morning, and that is when we officially switch over to fall, though I've heard this weekend the weather is going to be a little more fall-like, starting to cool down, which will be kind of nice as well. And if the weather cooperates this weekend, a great time to get out with binoculars or a small telescope if you have one at home and check some things out too.
Excellent. We're talking with Sean Latch from Amera Astronomy Center. I was looking at some of the launches coming up, and tell me a little bit. I know it's a cargo mission, but this Delta IV heavy rocket, is that something that can also be used to help get other vehicles into space down the road?
Potentially. I mean, right now it's been used for cargo missions. But they are exploring, of course, the possibility of being able to use some of these heavier lift rockets for, you know, sending future human missions as well. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, right now, with SpaceX having their really successful launch and return of the Dragon Demo 2, that probably will be the spacecraft that we're using for a while. But there have been some other tests that are going on as well with Boeing and Lockheed Martin in terms of possible future spacecraft to send humans into space as well. And I do think it's good that we have some of that commercial competition. Hopefully that will drive it. You know, in the past, we had sort of the big competition between the former Soviet Union and the U.S., which sort of spurred us going to the moon. And hopefully some of this competition between companies now will help it make it easier to get into space and also drive that forward a little bit faster.
I was thinking of you earlier this week, Sean. I was reading the new book by Katie Mack called The End of Everything, Astrophysically Speaking, which offers some information on how the universe is likely to end. We've talked with you on more than one occasion about dark matter, but boy, the end of it all has, well, it's not going to end well anyway, but some interesting options out there.
Yeah, it is kind of one of those things that, you know, the we used to think a long time ago that the universe would expand, reach a critical density, and then collapse in and have a big crunch and start over. Since dark energy was discovered, it seems like the universe is going to expand forever and probably go dark. But yeah, there are some things that, you know, as the universe ages, it will sort of, things are going to change. It's going to break down in a variety of different ways. And, you know, as they say, nothing lasts forever. But in the case of the universe, it's going to be a long, long, long time into the future. So, again, nothing to worry about. It's kind of like when we talk about the sun. You know, the sun has been around for 5 billion years. We expect it to be around another 5 billion years before it expands into a red giant, burns up Mercury, Venus, and probably Earth. But again, 5 billion years from now, we got some time. Nothing to worry about, immediately.
Right. I'm not checking the watch or anything like that.
I think more of the things that are probably concerning are some of these asteroids that you may have been hearing about, near-Earth asteroids. In fact, you know, there was one that passed by just a couple days ago, actually about the size of an airplane. And I know a little over a week ago, there was a big thing in the news about this asteroid, which is going to pass by the Earth a day before Election Day. And given all the fun we've had in 2020 as a whole between COVID and everything else, people were kind of freaking out. That will be an extremely close approach. It's only going to be about 3,500 miles away from the Earth. But it's about the size of a car. So even if it were to hit us, most of it would burn up in the atmosphere. And things like that. But we do, we still find a number of these, you know, things that fly close by the Earth on occasion. We need to watch out for those more than things like the sun or the end of the universe, you might say.
So it's not going to hit us right before Election Day. Well, better luck next time, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Very true.
Sean, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for making time for us. Hope your Labor Day weekend goes well, and so glad to have the center back open once again at the University of Maine, and we look forward to catching up with you again later here in the early fall.
Sounds great. Well, thanks so much. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. Sean Latch, Amera Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine, getting it underway tonight. Good stuff. They're